On February 18, 2006, Cindy Sheehan and others helped to continue the anti-war campaign here in Chicago. The anti-war rally took place at Independence Park, which is located at Irvin Park and Hamlin. The purpose of the rally was to get Congressman Rahm Emanuel to create or support legislation to stop the war in Iraq. The rally was sponsored by several organizations, including American Friends Service Committee, Chicago Against the War and Injustice, and Christian Peacemaker Teams. Despite the frigid temperatures, there were about 60 people at the rally. As people passed by in their cars, they occasionally would honk their horns in response to the signs that were displayed by the demonstrators. Other speakers included Kathy Kelly from Creative Voices for Nonviolence, James Fenway from Jobs with Justice, and Juan Torres, who lost a son in Afghanistan. But the featured speaker of the rally was Cindy Sheehan. You may remember her from camping out in front of President Bush's ranch in August of 2005. She is a member of Gold Star Mothers for Peace, and she has been known in the media as the Peace Mom, Cindy Sheehan.
Good morning. I love all of you, but it's going to take me a long time to forgive you for living here. I have never been so cold in my whole life. And I want to invite you all to California. Let's have some protests in California in the winter. Yeah. It's so important to do what we're doing. It's so important not only to hold our Republican leadership accountable for what's going on, but it's important for us peace people to draw a line, a benchmark for our Democratic leadership. And say, if you're a Democrat, act like one. If you're a Democrat, be the opposition party. We are so stranded in this country. We have a void of leadership that is profound and disturbing. When I went to Crawford, Texas in August, I went because nobody was asking George Bush the questions. The mainstream media weren't asking him the questions. Congress wasn't asking him the questions. And I thought, what's wrong with me? I have a voice. I'm going to go ask him the question. What noble cause do you keep on saying our kids are dying and fighting for? And if it's such a noble cause, why aren't your daughters over there? Yeah. And you know what? Not one member of our Congress or Senate, the House or the Senate, has a child fighting over there. It's so easy for them to say, let's complete the mission to honor the sacrifices of the loved of the fallen ones. You know why? Because they don't have to wait up all night worrying about their children in harm's way. It's our kids that they send over there to fight, die, and kill innocent people for their agendas. They don't go over there and fight themselves. They don't send their children. So we have to say, just because you're a Democrat, you don't deserve our support. But if you act like a Democrat and you start calling for the end of this travesty, you will have our support 100%. And I have called on America to set these benchmarks. And I am ashamed of myself that I voted for John Kerry just because he wasn't George Bush. We have to say, you act like a progressive Democrat, and you support our progressive ideals as Democrats, because these people are trying to make our government a one-party government. And the Democrats have been going along with that philosophy. They didn't challenge the Patriot Act. The only senator that challenged the Patriot Act was Russ Feingold. They let Alito go through. They have put our liberties in jeopardy for that. They have put a woman's right to choose in jeopardy by that. They have put someone in power who wants to make the president, give the president more power. This irresponsible person in Washington, D.C. deserves less power, not more power. And the Democrats go along with it. They go along with it. They rubber stamp whatever the administration wants to do. This gives me so much hope to see so many Chicagoans out here this morning when it's the coldest morning of the year. The people keep telling me that like it's going to make me feel better. Oh, yeah. Last week it was 50. This is the coldest morning. Thank you. Someone should have paid the weather bill, made it a little warmer this morning. Juan and I are heading for Houston tomorrow where it's 75 degrees, thank the Lord. But we're going to go and demonstrate in front of George and Barbara's church, the older one. Our protest is called, "For God's Sakes, Can't You Make Him Stop?" And I'm going to be holding a picture with my son on it. And my sign is going to say, "Your son killed my son. Make him stop." Yeah. So thank you so much for inviting me here today. I love you all. I hope I can come back when it's warmer. And I am so sure if it wasn't like this, there'd probably be triple the amount of people here. And that just gives me so much hope and so much encouragement to keep up the fight. And we have to keep up the struggle. It has to be the grassroots movement making the change and struggling, because we know our leaders are weak and cowardly. But we're not weak and cowardly. We're brave. And we know what's right. And we know we need to bring the troops home now. Thank you so much.
As the protesters marched across the street to Congressman Rahm Emanuel's office, each protester carried either a pair of boots or a pair of shoes. Once in front of Emanuel's office, they piled up the boots or shoes. In total, there were 65 pair of boots, which represented the amount of American servicemen killed in Iraq in 1 month, and 34 pairs of shoes, which represented the amount of Iraqi civilians killed in 1 day.
Stand up, speak up, stop the war. Stand up, speak up, stop the war. Stand up, speak up, stop the war.
Although no one from Rahm Emanuel's office met with the protesters, some members of the rally went inside and received a written statement from Congressman Emanuel. The statement read, quote, "I respect the strong feelings of the people participating in this event and admire their commitment. I share their unhappiness with the Bush administration's handling of the occupation of Iraq and the continuing lack of a plan to bring the troops home as soon as possible. While people of good faith may disagree about the way to bring our military involvement to a conclusion, we all respect the brave Americans and their families who have sacrificed so much for our nation." End quote. More demonstrations are planned at the offices of other U.S. representatives who voted pro-war. From the trenches, I'm Ivy Harris.
Bring them home, other fathers, bring them home, mothers too will bring.